used to be, and so were you loved.
100.7 WHUD for all of us enjoying Outlander. I just finished season one last night. I know I've got a lot to catch up on. There's a Scotsman, Louis Capaldi, Someone You Love. 8:45 with Mike and Casey and Chef Peter Kelly from X2O and Bully Boy in Yonkers. Chef, I found myself craving your coconut shrimp low these many weeks, and I am so grateful that you took the time to have a chat with us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Casey. I'm fine. I'm better than I really have a right to be. So I'm good. And can I take my mask off now?
Yes, you may. You may take your mask off and say good morning to Mike.
Mike, I miss you, Mike. How are you?
I'm telling you, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. And I hope you're fine, too. You sound great, as always. And we had the county executive on earlier and mentioned that you were going to come up later in the day, in the morning. And he aptly described you as a very generous man and someone who is a credit to the community. I mean, putting words in his mouth, but paraphrasing. And, you know, we interviewed you for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, and I don't think the interview ever aired because the Restaurant Week had to be, you know, postponed before we got a chance to even tell people what you had to say this year. So what is going on at your restaurants? I know I see on Facebook all the time your postings about pickup orders. Is that working out well, or how is that working?
You know, Casey mentioned earlier that she's dying for my coconut shrimp. She should know that we are doing takeout at the Yonkers location, X2O, and you can get those coconut shrimps. But that's what we're doing. We're Wednesday through Sunday, we do takeout. Now, of course, with Mother's Day coming, we're going to be doing a special delivery of Mother's Day. So if you want to send a gift to your mom, you just call us and we will arrange a delivery to your mom's home for Mother's Day. So that's what we're doing. And we're working with, you know, we're working with the hospitals, St. John's, Westchester Medical, New York Presbyterian, trying to, you know, food to first responders and do whatever little things we can do to participate in this disaster that we're all living through.
Yeah, and how do you emerge on the other side? Not necessarily you in particular, but the restaurateurs that you're still in touch with, I'm sure some of them are probably in more desperate shape than others. How would you describe it?
Well, Mike, you know, that's a very good question, is what things are going to look like when we do get to the other side. You know, there's going to be a shakeout. Without question, there is going to be a shakeout, and not all will survive. So what I would like you and your listeners to know is that support your favorite places now, whether it's through takeout or gift cards, or just send them a note. Send them an email to your favorite restaurant and say, we miss you. The owners and the operators and the chefs and the waiters, they want to hear that. They want to know that there's a reason for them to be there on the other side and to ride this thing out and get to the other side. So I'm hopeful that things will start to normalize over the next few months and we can go back. I mean, restaurants are such an important part of our communities. They support their communities. It's so important to support them. You know, the restaurants add so much to our reason, you know, for being. I mean, it's just restaurants have such an intimate relationship with their customers. I cook, you eat. I'm happy, you're happy. It's a satisfaction thing, and keep supporting them if you want them to be there later.
And we do.
Okay, and people are calling in orders and actually using the pickup service where they don't have to leave their car kind of thing?
We do curbside. No, they are using it, and it's great. They call in their order, or they go to our website at Xavier's.com, and they place their order, and when the time of pickup, and we bring it down, drop it in their trunk, and it's all, you know, no hands, and, you know, it's working. It's, you know, it's not what I like to do because I miss the interaction with the guest, but we have to do something. I mean, it's like Mike, I'm sure you're being at home doing the show is different than when you're in the studio, and you know, you can feel the energy of being in that studio. I miss that part of it. So we go into work and we, you know, it's different than it's ever been before.
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best of luck and all the people that you connect with in the restaurant world, because like you say, there's going to be a shakeout, and hopefully we'll emerge on the other side with some of the better restaurants still operating and still employing all the people that you employ, because I know that you have a lot of people on your staff.
Do, and thank God for, I have the greatest staff in the world. I mean, as difficult as this has been for them, I still see them and stay in touch with them. We send each other jokes and we laugh about things, but this is hard times, but we're all hopeful that it's going to be over at some point. And we will be there when it is, because there's going to be a reason to celebrate.
Right.
Those times are not going away. There's always going to be a reason to celebrate. You can't get marred in the negativity of this whole thing.
Right. We will celebrate again, and I would like to make my reservations now for the Christmas Cabaret. Put me down for the first Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Casey, I got it in already. We already had it in.
All right. I'm in. All right. Mike
and Mike,
Casey,
we got to take a picture together soon.
Yes. It's been
months. Yeah, we haven't taken a picture in weeks.
All right.
I love the fact when I post your picture on Facebook that their automatic facial recognition thinks you're a nun that I met about 10 years ago.
No.
You have that face of an angel.
Does it really?
There you go.
That's hysterical.
My hand to God, it recognized him as, you know, Sister Marie Jones or whatever. And then when I looked inside the habit, it really did look like Peter Kelly's face. He's got that beautiful angelic face.
All right, Chef Kelly.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to call you for takeout, and tell us again about what X-Duo is doing for Mother's Day.
So we are doing a special, we don't normally deliver, but on Mother's Day, we will deliver to your mom's home her dinner, along with a gift package of a bottle of Prosecco, a long stem rose, Belgian chocolate truffles, a personal note from you, and we will deliver it to your mom's house on Mother's Day.
Fabulous.
If you can't be there.
Chef Peter Kelly, we thank you so much. And like you said, we'll all get together and celebrate soon.
Thanks very much, Casey, Mike. See you soon. Stay safe.